It's time to speak to Dominic DeVito, who is the owner of the Hudson Chatham Winery. And after many different failed attempts, we are there. Good morning,
Yay.
Dominic. Good morning.
Technology. Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, it finally worked out in that sense. And that's,
thank you for your perseverance.
Well, you know, it's lucky we had a guest cancel who comes on at 7:30, so we had time to really try to work this out.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, before we get to talk about the winery itself, Hudson Chatham Winery, a little bit about yourself, because when I'm looking at your overview of what you've done, I mean, none of it in the early stages pointed to running a winery. I mean, you had a career in magazine and book publishing. You were editor of the American Kennel Club, the Gazette magazine, then pet distribution and how. I mean, you were basically a media person through and through.
Yes.
And how did the winery come about?
Well, I always loved wine, and I have a French background, and my partner Carlo had an Italian background, and so wine was part of what we did and what we enjoyed. And sort of one thing led to another, and we decided to go for it, and we found this property in Columbia County and planted our grapes in 2006, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Now, did you find Columbia County looking to make a winery, or did you find, you know, did that come after you came to Columbia County, saw what was around, and decided?
No, we specifically came to Columbia County to do the winery.
All right, Columbia County it doesn't sound like wine country to me, but I guess it is, because we do have in Connecticut and stuff a lot of the wine trail here as well.
Yeah, well, there are now wineries in all 50 states, so it's sort of a combination of finding a spot and then working with what will grow there. So there are so many different types of varietals that that possibilities are much more available for people to work in areas that wouldn't necessarily seem like, you know, wine country.
All right, so now let's get a little bit to the winery. Where is the winery itself?
The winery itself is on Route 66, midway between Hudson and Chatham in Columbia County.
All right,
1900 Route 66.
So really it's only about 35, 40-minute drive at best from Sharon, Connecticut. It's not that far of a drive, because everybody knows how to get to...
And it's a beautiful drive at that.
You know, and what's interesting about the where you're between Hudson and Chatham, they are two terrific towns.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're perfectly situated, because we've done events in both those towns, and it's absolutely amazing what great towns and what a great area that is.
Yeah. And we and that was part of the reason that we settled here. Hudson was already... I mean, this was back in 2005 when we were looking, and there was a lot of buzz about Hudson even then, and as far as we're concerned, Chatham is just the quintessential, perfect small town. We were very lucky to find this property midway between those two great towns.
Now, you have tasting rooms, right?
Yes, we have a tasting room here in Ghent. That's our primary spot, and this is where the vineyard is and where we make the wine and everything. We also have two satellite tasting rooms. One is in Tannersville over in Greene County, and one is in Troy, outside of Albany.
That's kind of great, because that obviously is a great feeder feeder supply to go right to the winery itself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you put on different events also over the course of the year at the winery?
Yes, we do. We have a great spot. We have a beautiful site here. We have a big tent that we put on the hill overlooking the vineyard here in the summertime. But we have a decent amount of space for other kinds of events, so we try to do things year-round. We're also big fans of the local food scene, so we often have people from creameries and bakeries and other food venues and artisans and things like that who come into the tasting room and complement the wine tastings.
Now, really, you really kicked off making a winery. You're the first one that went up in Columbia County. Am I right?
We were, yes. You are right about that.
Now, as you sit here in your second career, actually, it's probably like your third career because you were involved in pets and stuff like that. But as you sit here in your third career, did you ever imagine this, let's say, 20 years ago, 25 years ago?
No.
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm speaking to people that have businesses in this area, and they're all different than what they were involved in, and yet they've all become almost like full-time careers. Do you know what I mean? And it's people that just want to do something. And well, I guess what really is important, you really love wine, you said it, and that makes it really important. So even though it's work, it's not really like work to you then.
It's pretty amazing, you know, when you step out of your comfort zone and try something new, a lot of things open up to you, and you just go with it. And you know, the basis of it all is your passion and interest in it. But you start with that, and it goes from there.
All right, now let's go from there to your Sangria and Jazz Festival, which is coming up on August 11th.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. That is going to be running basically from 11 till 6, 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the evening at the winery. What can people expect to go there? Because this is I guess you do this event every year.
This is our biggest event of the year. We started, this is going to be our 11th Sangria and Jazz Festival. And we started pretty small, just wondering if it would take off at all. And it was a huge success from the beginning. And one of the things that makes it unique is that we make 5 fresh sangrias. So we, so that's sort of the cornerstone of it all is the 5 different sangrias that we make every year. Now we have, the jazz colleagues, started playing here last year and they're going to be playing again this year. So we have live music all day. We have different food trucks from the area that come in. So there's great food, and then we do sort of a little bit of extra different entertainment. We have a tarot card reader who comes, and we have somebody who's going to be doing sort of grown-up face painting. So it's just a day of enjoying sangria, enjoying music, and hanging out, and you know, a lot of groups of friends come, and we encourage people to bring lawn chairs and blankets and things so that they're comfortable all day, and it's just a nice day of sitting in the sun, listening to great music, and enjoying sangria and food and that kind of thing.
So that's at the Hudson Chatham Winery, the Sangria and Jazz Festa on Saturday, August 11th. Now, do people get tickets, or do they just come to this event and go to it?
You can admission is free, so you can just come. We do have a thing running on Eventbrite. If you go through our website or Facebook page, you can access it. There's costs to do different kinds of tastings. We're selling tickets for that are discounted up through tomorrow. So it's $15 to try the sangrias. It's $8 for a glass of sangria, and it's $7 to try the wines in the tasting room, which all add up to $30. You don't have to do all of that. But if you want to do that package, which people tend to do when they get here, that's $30. So we're having a sale on the tickets through tomorrow night where people can pick them up on Eventbrite for $25. But that's not necessary, and it's all kind of pay what you want when you get here kind of situation.
Well, it sounds like...
And we do sell tickets for the different things at the gate. So when people get here, they can decide what they want to do.
So it's kind of like you go to the event is there, and then it's a la carte. You pick and choose what you want to do.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. And probably what's great about the date is we'll be all rained out by then.
It's looking good right now, but, you know, it's Columbia County, so things change by the hour. but it's looking good right now. And, you know, it's amazingly, through the 11 years that we've had this event, we've been very fortunate with the weather. It seems to be a good weekend for sunshine. So I'm thinking happy thoughts.
All right, that is once again Saturday, August 11th. There's 5 sangrias, 6 jazz musicians, 3 food vendors. It runs from it almost sounds like the 6 golden goose and 5. it runs from 11 to 6 on the 11th, and of course HudsonChathamWinery.com for more information. Now, Monique, I'm glad we finally got together. Thank you for
persevering. Thank you so much, Marshall. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll speak to you later. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.